This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to The Real Side, hour number three. Cody, how does time fly so fast with you, man? You're just turning this wheel. It's great to be back with you, everybody. I'm Dave Sussman. Yeah, where is Joe? Well, I'm the guest host, sit in every couple of weeks for Joe Messina on The Real Side Radio, on the Salem and GCN radio networks across this fruited plain. And you can find Real Side Radio, realside.com, and also check us out on Facebook. Like the page, and you can also find my page, Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show. I don't know what I am anymore. I'm just trying to figure that out at my ripe old age. But I do a show every day, not only Whiskey Politics, but I do a show called America's Voice Live. It is on a news station called America's Voice News. I invite you to check us out every single day. I am a contributor, and I work with a news analyst and a commentator with Amanda Head. We spend 2 hours every day pulling all apart the news and putting it back together again. And so it's an honor to sit in with you. And like I said earlier in the show, my favorite Facebook group on terrestrial radio. Okay, so a lot of news has taken place over the past 24 hours pertaining to my favorite country outside of the United States and England, where I'm from, and that is Israel. And if you've been watching the news, you may be a little bit disappointed to see that it looks like that the Israeli snap election that was just called 6 months after the last election, this is what you can do in the Knesset, it looks like it's going to be a deadlock situation. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a stalwart advocate for the United States and a good friend of President Trump, it was too close to call. And we're looking at the possible unity government with Netanyahu's conservative Likud party and Benny Gantz's blue and white party, which is more moderate leaning. This person that you may not have heard of, but if you study Israeli politics, Lieberman, who is basically now being referred to as the kingmaker, where he places his votes. Well, it looks like we have essentially a just kind of this everything is stopped right now. Netanyahu has canceled his participation in the United Nations General Assembly due to political circumstances. He didn't expect to lose. And we now may be looking at a situation right now where Netanyahu is no longer going to be the prime minister. And that scares a lot of people, especially conservatives around the world, because the United States supports Israel. England and Western Europe support Israel because they are, in fact, the only democracy in the Middle East. And we know President Trump supports Israel because he is a huge support and stalwart supporter of Israel. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He essentially took back the Golan Heights under Israel. There's always been disputed land. And I've been there. I've been to Israel a few times, and I've been to the Golan Heights, and I've stood on the corner of Lebanon to my right and Syria to my left, surrounded by Hezbollah that wants us gone. And everybody funded by Iran wants to push Israel out to the sea. So, first of all, how does President Trump react to this? Well, President Trump is playing it very, very cool, And he is going to obviously go with whatever the situation is in Israel. And here's his reaction today when asked on the tarmac in California about his reaction to the election.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Everybody knew it's going to be very close, and we'll see what happens. And look, our relationship is with Israel. We'll see what happens. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. So let me just say this real quickly here. That was a very diplomatic approach. He's not going to come out and say, because if Benjamin Netanyahu ends up not being prime minister, and I think, you know, he's still going to be around, but that approach was very diplomatic. But the Washington Post says, our relations are with Israel. Trump appears to give embattled Netanyahu the cold shoulder. The Washington Post, come on, man, what are you needling here for? President Trump appeared to distance himself from the embattled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday, declining to offer either encouragement or praise to his most enthusiastically loyal foreign ally now that he faces potential electoral defeat. Oh. Come on, Washington Post. You know better than that. He's being diplomatic. If he's going to be dealing with Benny Gantz or he's going to be dealing with Netanyahu, he knows that he still supports Israel. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't follow Israeli politics as closely as most people don't, Benny Gantz isn't going to be changing the policies of Israel when it comes to a two-state solution or splitting up Jerusalem. He will not go down that road. Hamas did not win this election by a long shot. Benny Gantz is a former U.S.-Israeli army guy. So blue and white may not be as far right, if you want to call Netanyahu far right. A lot of people in the media do. I just call him conservative and a stalwart supporter of Israel's security. But the blue and white party, whoever ends up controlling the Knesset, it will have to be done in unity because they essentially tied 32 to 31 votes in the Knesset. That's what they each have. So they are going to, Likud and blue and white party are going to have to come together to work together. But they both have the same priorities regarding Israeli security. Don't forget that. And Donald Trump is going to work with both parties. He supports Israel stronger than any other president ever, including Truman, who supported creating Israel. We've never seen a president like this, who's done so much for this country that is completely and always in battle. So we're going to have Mitch Silberman from the Republican Jewish Alliance. He is going to talk about this election and what it means for geopolitics around the world and President Trump and us here, Jews in the United States and Christians in the United States to support Israel. We'll be back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
And welcome back to Realside Radio. Dave Sussman is sitting in the chair here for Joe Messina. And we're having a blast tonight. We are on hour number three. And during this hour, I want to talk about something that's really personal to me, and that is the state of Israel. And I said, outside of the United States, it is the country that I believe that is the beacon of freedom around the world. Not just freedom, but also advances in technology and economy and democracy in the Middle East. And we just had an election. And to talk about this election, I wanted to invite my good friend Mitch Silberman. He's the founder of the Jewish Republican Alliance. And Mitch, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Good evening, Dave. So happy to be on your show. I love the work you do. It's very important for Americans and Israel, as you alluded to.
Yes, it really is. So, okay, we're looking at the possibility of a unity government with Netanyahu's conservative Likud party and Benny Gantz's blue and white party. Let me just say this, first of all. Were you surprised by the results?
Not really. I mean, it's a tough battle. Obviously, they didn't get the results they wanted last time. They had a do-over, and unfortunately, there may be a do-over again around Hanukkah time if they can't get it together. But, you know, Netanyahu's a very strong leader. He can also be very polarizing. So I don't think it's surprising at all. The social media, the blitz, the anti-Netanyahu surge that goes on. So, yeah, unfortunately, here we are.
Yeah. And, you know, right before the break, I was talking about this Washington Post piece that essentially took a very diplomatic answer by President Trump on the tarmac here in California.
Right.
And they were asked, you know, what is his reaction to this election? And he says, our relations are with Israel. And Washington Post turns this thing essentially saying that Trump appears to give embattled Netanyahu the cold shoulder. Can the media ever get that right anymore?
No. Listen, they're the Washington compost. And President Trump not only loves Israel, he loves Jews. There's a difference. We've had plenty of pro-Israel presidents. This man not only loves Israel, he loves Jews. And of course he stands with Israel. What, is he going to turn his back on Israel if Netanyahu loses? So he and Bibi are close. I think Bibi is thrilled to death to have someone like President Trump in office watching the back of Israel. But of course President Trump respects Bibi. He also respects the will of the people, and he is devoted to Israel, which has been proven time and time and again. So he's spot on.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about geopolitics here, because a lot of us, you know, we're big fans of Bibi Netanyahu. We believe that you need a strong national security in a state that you're surrounded by 150 million enemies that want to kill you and put you out to sea.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about this idea of a unity government. From what I understand, Benny Gantz's Blue and White Party, they do not differ all that much regarding the national security elements in the Knesset from Benjamin Netanyahu.
Right. I mean, Netanyahu's a bit of a hawk. He's also shown plenty of restraint, but he knows his job. He knows how to keep his job, and he has not done horse trading, not whatsoever. So, you know, the voting is only the first round of Israeli elections, as most of us know. Now it's coalition time. Now that's the game that's going to be going on. And Netanyahu's working on hard to get together. You know, he would like to get his 61 seats. I don't know that he will, but he's already met with leaders of the religious parties. He's also met with leaders of the parties of the nationalist right. But don't forget, Dave, there's a lot of votes that have yet to come in yet. The late votes, which tend to be people in hospitals or the IDF that serve in the Israel Defense Force, those best votes have yet to be counted. Those are going to be, in my opinion, to the right. So I wouldn't bet against Netanyahu just yet. Not at all.
Okay. Well, that's promising. That's quite optimistic. It's the most optimistic take I've heard in the past 24 hours on it. So, I mean, I thought they were like at 95%. Are you saying that within that 5% there'll be enough to do what? To give him the PM and control?
I don't know yet. I wouldn't count on that. I just know that if the soldiers' votes have yet to come in, I think the soldiers know who are looking out for Israel. And that's certainly Netanyahu. But Netanyahu's also working on forming a coalition. And he also knows that you know, the Blue and White Party is not going to side with the Arabs. It just, there's no way they're going to put in a party that is very hostile to Israel and Jews.
Yeah, yeah. Let me talk about another issue with you here. Pamela Geller, who we've had on the show, she's delightful. You know her, you know Pamela.
She's terrific.
She posted something today that suggested that Facebook suspended the Netanyahu, his election, the chatbot account on Facebook to get people to go to the polls on election day. And apparently it's not the first time that Facebook has done this. Now, I read this, and I'm just going to say right now, this scared the bejeebies out of me, because what it is doing is it is confirming what Google and Twitter and Facebook and all the social media titans in Silicon Valley have said all along, and that is that they intend to focus on 2020, get rid of Trump if they can, and we know that they are not a big fan of Netanyahu. In fact, Mitch, we saw this happening in 2015 with President Obama with his V15, where they did essentially a foreign intervention to try and turn the election, spending State Department money. How much of a concern should this be?
It should be very concerned. I mean, in the old days, that would be like AT&T cutting off your telephone line because they don't like what you're saying to your friend on the phone. And I think social media is very powerful, and there's no doubt the right-wing – I'm sorry, the left-wing bias of Google and Facebook. I mean, Dr. Epstein, you know, testified in front of Congress that he feels that the algorithms were skewed in such a way that sent millions of votes to Hillary. So, yes, the left does not like President Trump. The left does not like Netanyahu. So I have no doubt that if it was in their power to do that, they absolutely would do that and help sway the election to what they want. There's no doubt.
Okay. We're going to go into our break here, and I want to talk with you about Jexit, what the Jewish Republican Alliance, JRA, is doing after the break as well. But point us to the JRA. Tell us a little bit about it, and where can people find it?
Well, the Jewish Republican Alliance, easy to find, jewishrepublicanalliance.org, easy to look up. You know, our vision is to unite and energize conservatives to take action on behalf of America and Israel. And people of all faiths who share Judeo-Christian values and our love for America and Israel are absolutely welcome to join our alliance.
And it's fantastic. And I've met with both you and your partner, founder, co-founder, Bruce Karasik. And you guys are just a couple of great guys. And you have people like Ben Shapiro and Dennis Prager coming to your events all the time. So definitely check them out as well at JRA or JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. And after the break, I want to talk to you about this movement that we're seeing right now. It's not just Latinos and blacks that are leaving the Democratic Party, but a lot of Jews as well. It's being, they're calling it Jexit. And it's something that I'm starting to hear more and more as people are talking about, you know, what is going on in Congress right now with people like Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib and, you know, the squad and this anti-Israel sentiment that we're starting to see. And so, you know, when I'm taking a look at this, I think this really, is one of the most pivotal elections of our time coming up in 2020, especially if we see a change in Israel. So, Mitch Silverman, stick through the break. We'll be right back with you after the commercials. And I'm Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. supports Saudi Arabia's right to defend itself and said Iran's behavior will not be tolerated. The remark came in a meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on drone strikes on Saudi oil installations over the weekend. He says Iran was behind it.
The intelligence community has high confidence that these were not weapons that would have been in the possession of the Houthis.
Iran is denying the allegations. The president told reporters in California the U.S. stands ready for action.
In the Middle East, we'll see what happens. Very fluid. A lot of things can happen. Rough things and not such rough things. And hey, very, very easy to go in. One phone call, we go in. That's a very easy thing.
Saudi Arabia says the attack by multiple drones and cruise missiles came from the north. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio with Dave Sussman, your host tonight. And you can find us at GCN Network and the Salem Radio Network on 52 stations across the Fruited Plain. It is great being with everybody tonight. Thank you for our last half hour here on a three-hour block. And if you would like to chat, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And, of course, our Facebook room where all the action today is taking place. Hi, Facebook fans. And we have Mitch Silverman, who is the founder of the Jewish Republican Alliance. We're talking Israel, but I wanted to segue into, since I got you on, and I love speaking with you about these things, Mitch, because you are just a fountain of knowledge and information about what is going on in the Jewish community. And ever since we had Donald Trump that was elected president, the left have moved into resistance mode. And listen, a lot of people will say that, everything I heard about this president is that he's racist and he's anti-Semitic and he's xenophobic, and so we have to resist. But the fact is that when I take a look at the political landscape today, I'm taking a look at the left that are moving in such a really scary direction right now that you've got leaders, supposed leaders of the Democratic Party, that are talking about boycott, divest, and sanction Israel, essentially supporting the Palestinian, and when you support the Palestinians, you have to support Hamas, which are essentially a terrorist organization. What is going on in the left right now, and is that having an impact, do you think, on existing Jews that have always considered themselves Democrat?
Second part of your question, Dave, absolutely is having an impact. A college friend of mine who's a Jewish Democrat, but then I repeat myself, he said to me a few weeks ago, I don't recognize today's Democratic Party. It is having an impact. I think a lot of Jews have voted Democrat just out of habit. Their parents did it. They've always been a Democrat. And they're waking up and they're saying, hey, these guys are anti-Semites. So I think they're having some cognitive dissonance, which is I got to vote Democrat, but I'm voting for people who are openly anti-Semitic, and that's a big problem. So, you know, what is going on is that the energy and the power in today's Democratic Party is from the left, not liberals, but leftists. And leftists across the country, across the world, dislike Jews, dislike Israel, dislike America. And so that's why, do I think Nancy Pelosi is anti-Semitic? Not a chance. But even she couldn't condemn open anti-Semitism in her own party in Congress because she knew she cannot anger where the energy is in her party, which is coming from the left, not the left of center, but literally the far left. That's where the energy, that's where the enthusiasm is, and Pelosi knows it, which is why she couldn't even condemn open anti-Semitism in her own party.
So historically speaking, Jews have always been Democrats. And for those that don't know the term Tikkun Olam, it's basically to take care of the world, okay? It's an underdog situation to repair the world. And this has always been the striving principle behind Judaism. And I get that. And you want to take care of the underdog. But where is the disconnect today? Where is the disconnect today with moderate Democrats that still are being fed this continual vitriol by our leftist media? Most of the media is leftist on a daily basis, that this president hates everybody, that he's an anti-Semite in wolf's clothing, blah, blah, blah. Why is it that we, even if you get 5-10% of Jews that leave the Democratic Party, that still leaves 65-70% remaining? What is this adherence to the Democrats, do you think?
You know, I think a lot of it, Dave, is brainwashing, because I think the media has been very, very effective. So if you ask someone, say, you're Jewish like me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, where do you consume your news? And they would say, well, you know, I look at the LA Times in the morning, and at work I maybe put on Yahoo News, I come home and I watch CBS or ABC. They are being spoon-fed hatred about the president, about our country, about Israel, and about capitalism. So if that's all the news that they're getting from one direction, they're not exposed to anything else. And if you say to them, well, why don't you vote Republican? They would say, are you kidding? Republicans are, they're racist. They want dirty air, dirty water. They don't like minorities. It's like, oh my God, the brainwashing that the media has done has been really, really effective. So I have to tell you very quickly, Dave, we were at a Shabbat dinner, you know, Friday night dinner with fellow Jews. And I said to, there was three or four other couples I didn't know, and I said to one of them, I can't believe I'd ever see the day where we have open anti-Semites in Congress. And Dave, I kid you not, the dad responds to me, or a Nazi in the White House. So I responded very quickly. I said, well, you know, his children are Jewish. His grandchildren are Jewish. Israel loves him so much, they're naming parks and teams and towns after him. So he's pretty rotten to be an anti-Semite.
Wow. And, you know, listen, you're a better man than me, because if I heard that, I don't know. It would turn into a debate, and I don't like to debate with my friends, you know? It's like,
right.
you have these discussions about this thing, and this is the problem in our culture today. We are so wired to be sensitive to this, and it's like we all go off on our own little tangents, and we don't talk to each other anymore. We talk at each other. And I think one of the greatest challenges, and I think this is what the Jewish Republican Alliance addresses, by the way, I think one of the greatest challenges of our time right now is that we are just not having dialogue. What does the Jewish Republican Alliance do to bring people that may be fair-minded, maybe just left of center, not full-on, you know, progressive left, the gettable people, if you will? What do you guys do
right.
to get those people to come over to the other side here, or at least have an open dialogue?
Right. Well, that's exactly it, Dave. We have an open dialogue. What we don't do is we're not a hate group. In other words, our meetings, we have so many events. We've had hundreds of events these last 3.5 years, and our speakers, they love America, they love Israel, and they talk from the heart. And what's been really wonderful to learn, Dave, is that people will come up to me afterwards, and they say, I just love this group, and I'm Christian, or I'm Mormon, or I'm Catholic, or I'm an atheist. I'm like, that's fantastic. We love having you here because you share our Judeo-Christian values. But what's been even more powerful, Dave, is people will come up to me at an event and say, I really enjoyed your event, and I'm a Democrat. And I said, wow, that is fantastic. There's something out there that partially what we're doing, but also partially from the hatred that is coming from the left and the lies. The fake news is real, unfortunately. That people are saying, they're starting to wake up, and maybe I'm being spoon-fed information that isn't correct. So the fact that we have so many Democrats and independents that come to our events, to me, and even join the Jewish Republican Alliance, tells me that they're maybe having an open mind and saying, I know I'm being told certain things, but I don't think they're true.
That's got to be really heartwarming for you to hear, because, you know, listen, elections are down to certain congressional districts, and it's very few people. And you could win an election with 50.01% of the vote. And that's one district that changes an entire state that gives an electoral college to that particular candidate. And that's how you win an election. It isn't trying to get 300 million people to agree with you. It's to get a couple of your friends to have an open-minded discussion and dialogue with you. And I know that's what you guys are doing. So kudos on that, Mitch. And, you know, what you and Bruce are doing, you know, should definitely be applauded. Give us again a quick overview of JRA, sure, how they can find you, and what you guys got going on a national scale. We just got less than a couple of minutes left.
Terrific.
Well,
so,
one minute.
So once again, it's the just JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. Our vision from the very beginning is uniting and energizing conservatives to take action on behalf of America and Israel. We really are focusing, Dave, on growing conservative communities across the nation on a grassroots level. People of all faiths who share our Judeo-Christian values and love of America and Israel are welcome to join. And it's really, you're right, it's certain communities at a time, people realizing that they make a difference. Gone are the days where you can yell at the TV set in frustration or throw down the newspaper. Now is the time, as we Jews say, to get off your tuchus, to get involved, to do something, to take action. You cannot sit idly by and watch our beloved country destroyed from within, and, of course, Israel being attacked on all sides. It's time to get involved, and there's a place for you. There's a home for your traditional conservative values.
Great. And the website?
JewishRepublicanAlliance.org.
And check out the events on there. You've had some great speakers. You just had Yakov Smirnoff recently. I know that you had Ben Shapiro early in the year. Dennis Prager.
Yeah.
Fantastic events.
And
Larry Elder. You get some great numbers as well, by the way. You get a lot of people showing up at these events. So continue doing what you are doing, my friend. I appreciate it. And everything that you're doing. And this is the type of thing, you know, listen, I get it. You know, you're working on a day-to-day basis with this thing. But if you look up and you realize that you can actually impact elections, you're talking about changing the world, Mitch. So, I mean, kudos to you, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. And please give Bruce my regards as well, okay?
I shall.
All right, take care, Mitch.
Nice speaking with you,
Dave. All right, nice speaking with you, too. And I'll be back with my final thoughts, last segment, coming up here after the break. Don't go away. Real Side Radio with Dave Sussman.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
And welcome back. The last segment of the last hour of Wednesday's nights, Real Side Radio. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, and please take a moment and find me on social media. You can find The Dave Sussman Show on Facebook, as well as Whiskey Politics, and you can find me on Twitter, at David Sussman. But you can call me Dave. Please find my show daily at America's Voice News. I am the co-host of America's Voice Live from 10 a.m. to 12 every day. That is Pacific time. And you can find America's Voice Live and America's Voice News on online. You can find it at Roku and Apple TV and Android and everywhere else as well. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about some of the politics that we've seen in the past couple of days, which it just, you know, things move so quickly in our news cycles that everything gets moved off the page. But this is a really, really big story, and that is that a total of 25 drones, think about this for a minute, a total of 25 drones and missiles were used in the attacks that were launched from Iran, not Yemen, Iran, and we now know this, and everybody is now pointing their fingers at Iran, to basically take out 5% of the world's, the global oil marketplace. The production that comes from Saudi Arabia that was knocked out accounts for 5% of the world's oil. What Iran is trying to do is destabilize the world to get us into a war.
And Trump has responded in the way that he should have. He said that he's not looking to meet President Rouhani during the United Nations event in New York this month. And Rouhani and his foreign minister may not even attend the General Assembly now at all unless U.S. visas are issued in the coming hours, state media, according to state media reported today. Listen, Washington, what they want, what we want, what America wants, what the Western countries want is essentially to have Iran stop supporting the regional proxies. The regional proxies are creating this unstable atmosphere in the Middle East, whether it's in Yemen or Saudi Arabia. They want to create more war in Iraq and Lebanon. We know that they are funneling money to Hamas, and they want to take out Israel. That's what a proxy is. And so Iran is now dealing with some severe restrictions due to the sanctions that have been implemented by President Trump on them. And they're in a lot of trouble. And let me just say this, that President Trump, whatever you think of him personally, I believe he's handling this in the exact right way. And that is this, that he's hanging a sword of Damocles over Iran right now. And that the value of that sword is that it hangs and doesn't fall. And that also, by the way, Iran's latest action is also hurting China, believe it or not, a lot more than it's hurting the United States. The United States is now the single biggest exporter of natural gas and oil in the world. Thanks, President Trump. This isn't going to impact the United States flows. Now, the oil companies are certainly going to want to raise prices on everybody because anything that happens around the world is a reason for them to raise your gas prices. But the fact is that it's going to actually impact China more. And the reason is, one word, fracking. China depends. It's that China depends on the free flow of Middle East oil. China is losing $97 million a day due to the attacks of Saudi Arabia oil facilities by Iran. China became the world's largest oil importer in 2017, and imports hit a record 9.85 million barrels per day in August, up 9.6 from the previous year. Plus, the U.S. Navy used to have to keep the Straits of Hormuz open. Now it only has to be able to close them. So think about this for a minute. Okay? What is happening right now with Iran, Saudi Arabia, and this instability that we're seeing in the Middle East that was essentially perpetuated by Iran to create instability so that it could impact the global markets and hit the big Satan? That's you, by the way. If you're America, you're big Satan. You know who the little Satan is? Israel. Okay? And it is coming back and hitting them really, really hard because the biggest importer of their oil is China. And China, if you haven't been following the economic news lately, is in a lot of trouble. Their economy is slowed down dramatically. Why do you think they're coming to the table to discuss a way to fix the tariffs and the trade war with Trump? Which they are, which the news media, mainstream media, is not reporting. What Trump is doing is working on trade. So all of these moving pieces, think of a chessboard, all these moving pieces around the world right now, okay, are being moved to try to hurt the U.S. economy so that President Trump doesn't get reelected next year, and it is coming back and hitting them in the face. Like stepping on a rake. That's the impact that all of this is having. And as the United States is the biggest exporter, biggest now, of natural gas, and it is now refining and finding its own oil, we are now less dependent on the world and Saudi Arabia and OPEC than any time in my lifetime, and maybe ever. It was always about we need strong relationships with Saudi Arabia because we need their oil. And now the United States doesn't. Now we don't. This is what independent energy looks like, folks. So what Iran did is they basically stepped on the rake. And now they're going to be impacted even more. The way that President Trump is handling this with increased sanctions, and the media immediately, by the way, came out and said, oh, no, it's going to impact the middle class of Iran. Yeah, it will. But guess what happens? When the population, especially when two-thirds of the population are under the age of 35, are dissatisfied with the leadership of the country, guess what they do? This is how regimes get changed from within. And I know we've been saying that for years, but no president ever has taken such a hard stance on Iran as President Trump. And it is a complete 100% contrast to the last administration who sent billions of dollars in cash on pallets to prop up the regime. John Kerry, what he did with the Iran deal and working behind the scenes since President Trump has taken office to try to usurp this president, President Trump's approach to Iran, will go down in history as Chamberlain-esque. Peace through strength. Ronald Reagan, peace through strength. This president does not want a war. So he's hanging the sword of Damocles, which is the sword is war. And you know, I know, Rouhani knows that if we needed to and wanted to, we could turn Iran into a parking lot. Nobody wants to see that. But their bluster to try and bring America into some sort of military action, because they believe that they know that they've got the UN tied around their finger, that opinion around the world will go against the United States. That's all they have. That's all they have. So what Iran is doing is essentially trying to manipulate the world's opinion of the United States. And it isn't working. They sent 25 cruise missiles and drones to knock out 5% of the oil production of the world. It's going to impact everybody. You guys are idiots to think that this was going to get you sympathy. It isn't working. You know what's working? President Trump's, call it the Trump Doctrine, but his foreign policy is working. Much to the surprise of a lot of people that crossed their fingers and hoped for the best but expected the worst, they just couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Guess what that means? That all of those people like myself and others that crossed their fingers in 2016, in 2020, we're going to walk in wearing red MAGA hats to the election booth. Because what he is doing is working. Watch what is going on around the world. And don't just wait for the U.S. news media or the British news media to report it. Do your own due diligence and research and learn. And go to the sources that you trust, like Joe Messina's show here, Real Side Radio, my show at America's Voice News and Whiskey Politics. Because these are the things that are really happening in the world, and you don't need some spokeshole paid $60,000 a year in a dress by CBS reading leftist viewpoint, telling you what the news is. You can't trust the media anymore, so you have to find your own. And that is what we're doing here, and that is, in essence, how so many more people are going to go into the 2020 election booths more educated and informed than ever. Thank you for joining me tonight. My little rant there. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you back next time I'm here. Dave Sussman for Real Side Radio. And God bless. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.